Well, I've thoroughly enjoyed the conference this week. Thank God for the invitation to come, be with God's people. I've been blessed. I've been helped. I've been challenged by the Word of God. Thank God for the preaching of the Word of God, for the missionary presentations, for the fellowship among the brethren. It's good to get along with God's people and fellowship around the good Word of God. Amen. It's good to get away sometimes and just rest and be refreshed in the Lord, be challenged by the good Word of God. And I thank the Lord for introducing me to BIO Missions many, many years ago. Met Brother Neil Beard. Brother Neil was an instrument to introduce me to BIO Missions, to Brother Garvin, Sister Faye. Brother Garvin's been in our church several times, preached mission conferences for us. We love this man of God. Thank God for him. And the Lord has allowed us to support 5 missionaries through BIO Missions. We support Brother Johannes, his ministry. We support Brother Garvin, Sister Faye, Brother Chris Woodley, his family, Brother Ron Moreland, his family, and Brother David White and his family. And I'm looking forward to the future of what God has got in store for His people, for His churches, for missionaries. There's a desperate, desperate need for missionaries to be sent around the world and preach the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. I believe with all my heart the time is short. The time is at hand. And what we do, we must do quickly for the Lord. We must work while it's day, because the night is soon coming when no man can work. And I thank God this week has helped me and blessed me. And I thank the Lord for letting me have a part in this conference. You pray for us this morning as we preach the Word of God. I'll assure you we'll not be long, but the Lord has put a message upon my heart. And you pray for us as we preach the good Word of God. Turn your Bibles to 2 Timothy chapter number 3. And I'm going to read verses 15, 16, and 17. The Bible said, "And that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus." All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. I'm so thankful for the precious Word of God. Amen. The wonderful, wonderful Word of God. We've got all that we need. We've got the Bible, the precious Word of God. No sinner can be saved without the Bible. The Bible said, "Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God." No Christian can grow without the Bible. The Bible said, "As newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the Word, that we may grow thereby." Thank God for the wonderful, wonderful Word of God, the only book that gives us the revelation of God, the only book in the world that gives us the revelation of God. Now, there's a lot of books, but there's not but one Bible, the precious Word of God. Jesus said, if all of the books was written about me, He said the world itself could not contain all of those books. Thank God for wonderful books that we can read and study, but it all comes down to the Bible, the Word of God. What God says, what the Word of God says, all the emphasis that God puts upon His Word. The Bible tells us in Psalms 138 verse 2 that God has magnified His Word above His name. God has magnified His Word above His name. I read about a salesman, a Bible salesman, that sold Bibles on the streets of London, England. Now, he had him a little push cart that he pushed his Bibles with. And he had a placard on that cart. And that placard read, it said, "The devil trembles when he sees Bibles sold as cheap as these." The devil trembles when he sees Bibles sold as cheap as these. The miracle of the Bible, the wonderful, wonderful Word of God. It's called the Holy Scriptures. The Holy Scriptures. Paul told Timothy, he said, from a child, you've known the Holy Scriptures, which is able to make thee wise unto salvation. Now we know Timothy had a godly mother. We know he had a godly grandmother that taught him the precious, precious Word of God. But the Scriptures, the precious Word of God. I believe that word Scriptures is mentioned over 50 times in the Bible. Over 50 times in the Word of God. We read in the Word of God that the Scriptures might be fulfilled. That the Scriptures might be fulfilled. According to the Scriptures, according to the Word of God. But did you know that word is not mentioned but one time in the Old Testament? It's mentioned in Daniel chapter number 10 and verse number 21. When Daniel talked about the Scripture of truth. The Scripture of truth. Thank God for the Holy Scriptures. Jesus said in John chapter 10 verse 35, Jesus said that the Scriptures cannot be broken. The Scriptures cannot be broken. He said again in John chapter 5 verse number 39, search the Scriptures for in them you think you have eternal life and they are they that testify of me. Now this is not no ordinary book, beloved. This is an extraordinary book. This is a supernatural book. It is the Word of God. It's not a Word of God. It's the Word of God. The living Word of the living God. It's a supernatural book that can change your heart and change your life. I like what A.T. Pearson said. A.T. Pearson said, he said, some books will inform us. He said, a few books will reform you. But he said, there's not but one book that'll transform you. And that is the Word of God. That is the living Word of God. I read an illustration. I'd like to give you an illustration of this. The Lord be my helper. I read about this young man. There was a nurse going to work one morning in London, England, at St. Thomas's Hospital. And on her way to work, she was going up those stairs, and she saw a bundle of rags laying on one of the steps. And she was just going to go over there and pick the rags up and put them in the trash can. When she picked the rags up, there was a little baby boy and those rags. So she took that little baby boy and took him into the hospital. And the nurses fell in love with him. And they began to minister to him. And the head nurse adopted that little boy and took her into his home, her home. And every day she would carry that little boy to the hospital with her to work. All the nurses fell in love with him. They fell in love with that little boy. He stole their hearts. And one of the nurses said, "Well, if we're going to keep him," said, "we're going to have to name him." Said, "Everybody's got a name." Said, "We'll have to name." Said, "Does anybody have any suggestions about what to name him?" And one there spoke up and said, "Well, let's call him Thomas after the hospital. Let's call him Thomas." And then they said, "Well, he needs a last name." I said, "What can we name him for his last name?" And another nurse spoke up and said, "Well, let's name him Bridges for the bridges that runs beside the river there in the hospital." So they named him Thomas Bridges. The head nurse adopted him. She gave him a Bible at a young age. She gave him a copy of the Word of God. He began to read that Bible and to study the Bible. God brought him under deep conviction of his sins, and he was gloriously saved by the grace of God. God saved him. He began to study the Bible. He began to spend time in the Word of God. The great scientist, Charles Darwin, had made an expedition to Argentina. He went to a group of people. He went to a group of people there, and those people there, I believe it was Tyree Del Fuego was the name of the colony that Darwin went to. And Darwin came back from that expedition, and he was to speak in London, England. Thomas Bridges went to hear him speak. And during his speech, Darwin made this statement. He said, "Those people are such savage people. Those people are the most savage people I've ever met in my life." He said, I'd rather try to civilize dogs than those people." And Thomas Bridges was sitting in the congregation listening to it. And the Spirit of God spoke to his heart. And Thomas Bridges said, "I got a book that can transform them. I got a book that can transform." He said, "It transformed me." He said, "I got a book that can transform." And God put it on his heart to go and be a missionary to those people. He went to the Missionary Society and applied, and they accepted him. And he went to those people as a missionary. He spent 12 years laboring there among those people. And God took his precious Bible, and God transformed those people. God saved that people. 12 years later, Darwin went back to that island, that same island. When he got off the boat, he couldn't believe his eyes. He couldn't believe his ears. He heard chapel bells ringing. He saw people coming out of their little cottages, beloved, clothed in the right mind, singing the the praises of God and worshiping God. 12 years, beloved, Bridges took the word of God and transformed those people, beloved, by the Spirit of the living God. That's a power of the word of God. That's a power got a hold of my heart. That's a power transformed my life. Thank God for the power of the Word of God. The Word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, beloved. Never underestimate the power of the Word of God. When we preach the Word of God, the Spirit of God takes His Word and works in the hearts and lives of people. Let me just give you an illustration from the Word of God. When they come to arrest the Lord Jesus in the garden, they came and Jesus said, "Whom seek ye?" And they said, "Jesus of Nazareth." He said three words, "I am He." I am He. What happened? It knocked them flat on their backs. It knocked them flat on their backs. Yeah. Beloved, that's the power of the Word of God. Yeah. I've seen the Word of God get a hold of people that tremble. They tremble, beloved, at the presence of God and at the power of God. It's the Word of God, the living, wonderful, precious Word of God. I'm glad I can read it. Amen. I don't know what preach. I believe you preached yesterday morning, brother, about one of your members or something had read through the Bible. Finished the Bible. Well, hey, there's nothing like reading the Bible, are there? Nothing like reading the Word of God. Well, I'll tell you something else I like. I like to put my headphones on and listen to Alexander Scorby read it. Amen. He can read it a lot better than I can. He can pronounce them words a lot better than me. I just put my headphones on and say, "Read it, brother. Read it. Read the good word of God. Thank God for the word of the living God. The wonderful, wonderful Word of God." Oh, how we need to spend time in the good, good Word of God. The miracle of the Bible, it's the Scriptures. It's a supernatural book. But then the message of the Bible, right early. The message of the Bible. Look at verse 16. All Scripture, not some of it, not parts of it. You know, a lot of people taste what they like and leave what they don't like. But hey, all of it. Boy, the Spirit of God will rebuke our hearts a lot of times from His Word. God will speak to our heart. Hey, there's a lot of things in this Bible that I don't understand. But there ain't nothing in there I don't believe. Amen? I believe every word of it. From Genesis to Revelation, I believe the Word of God. But the Bible is a book of wisdom. The Bible speaks about the wisdom of God. Beloved, that's one of the greatest things in the world, is the wisdom of God. To know the wisdom of God. Paul told Timothy, he said that the Scriptures are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith in Jesus Christ. The wisdom of God. We know Proverbs is a book of wisdom. God spoke to my heart through that doctor speaking this morning. God spoke to my heart. Hey, I believe that's a great need. And the church world today is communication. Communication. I believe that's where a lot of people fail. We need to be able to communicate the wisdom of God. Beloved, don't the scriptures say wisdom is a principal thing? He said, therefore get wisdom, and with all that getting, get understanding. Wisdom, the wisdom of God. Well, we know Jesus Christ is the wisdom of God. We know that. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse number 30. The wisdom of God. This Bible tells us about the wisdom of God. And then this Bible shows us the way to God. The way to God. Now there ain't but one way to God. There's not several ways. Not two ways. Only one way. Neither is there salvation in any other. For there's none other name under heaven whereby man can be saved. Jesus said, I am the way. Jesus Christ is the way to God. And beloved, if you ever expect to get to heaven, you'll go through Jesus Christ. You'll go through the Lord Jesus Christ. This Bible speaks about the wisdom of God. This Bible shows us the way to God. This Bible teaches us the will of God. You want to know what God wants you to do? Get in His Bible. It'll show you. The Bible will teach us the good word of God. The Bible will teach us the good will of God. He said we can prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Teaches us the will of God. This Bible fits us for the work of God. Amen. Hey, this is all we need. Missionaries, pastors, everybody like, hey, we got what we need. We got exactly what we need. The good word of God. Give them the word of God. You know, I learned a long time ago, people are not real interested in what I think about it. People are not real interested in that. But people's interested in what God says about it. What God says. And it's God that works in the heart of a Christian, of a sinner. It's God. And we're to work it out when God works it in. When God works it in us, then we're to work it out. Work out your own salvation in fear and trembling of the Lord. Oh, I'm glad. Thank God for my Bible. I was in a camp meeting 4 or 5 years ago, and I'll never forget there's a missionary in that camp meeting. They called on him to preach. And he got up kissing his Bible. And he closed his sermon kissing his Bible. Thank God for the good word of God. That reaches unto the ends of the whole world. Aren't you glad of that? We got a message. The church has got a message. And our message is Christ. The miracle of the Bible. The message of the Bible. Last of all, the motive of the Bible. What are we going to do with it? Well, we need to believe it. I mean, believe it. I think the brother read Monday night. Some believed, some believed not. That'll always be the results of the preaching of the Bible. Some will believe it, some won't believe it. But we're to still preach it and proclaim it. We're to receive it. We're not only to believe it, but we're to receive it. And our heart, I believe Paul told the church at Thessalonica, he said, when you received the Word of God, you received it as indeed the Word of God and not the Word of man. He said, you receive the Word of God into your hearts. We're to believe it. We're to receive it. And then last of all, we're to proclaim it. Proclaim it. I believe Psalm 68:11 said, the Lord gave the word. Great was the company of those that published it. I like what old Dr. McGee used to say, J. Vernon McGee, great Bible teacher. I liked what his theme was, the whole word for the whole world. The whole word for the whole world. Thank God for the Bible, the good word of God. Thank God for this meeting. Thank God for this mission board. Thank God for these missionaries. Thank God for all the pastors, teachers, all that's involved to make up God's great big family. Aren't you glad you're a member of the family?
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Brother Garvin, for letting me preach, brother. Amen.